Hello. Welcome back to day one of 21 days. I hope you all have been having a blessed day. I hope you have been finding time out your day to make time for prayer. I hope you have found time to thank him. If you have had not the time to pray, but at least thank him for a great day and thank him for a day. I also hope that you are willingly ready for these changes that you are asking for. And I know yesterday was day zero, where we gave ourselves the chance to mentally prepare ourselves for what we are asking from God for these next 21 days. Got my glasses. I don't know. They're straight, but maybe it's my head. I don't know. But anywho, I hope you guys have had the chance to go through the short guys in the group. If you have, that's great. If you haven't, that's great too. We're gonna go through it all today. And also, just to let you guys know, the videos from these lives will be on Spotify, but it will only be up here for these 21 days. After these 21 days, they are coming down. So just a heads up. But for day one, and yesterday was day zero, I want to know how everyone's day zero went yesterday. How did you mentally prepare yourself for these 21 days? I want to know what are some things that you did to to help yourself prepare for these 21 days. Like, did you meditate? Did you take a great breath in? Did you sit down and actually think, like, what do I really want from God right now? What do I really need from God? Did you take time to write down what you need and what you're asking for right now over these next 21 days? So that is what I want to know on this live. You can put it in the comments. You can send me an inbox, however. But I would like to know, how did you mentally prepare yesterday? Me, I mentally prepared by journaling. I did a little journal writing for day zero and expressed to God how I was feeling. I expressed to him what I need from him and why I need those things. See, sometimes we can ask for things in prayer from God, but we don't be specific about what we're asking for. And sometimes the things we're not specific about, we get it. But when we get it, we don't even recognize that it's what we asked for because we wasn't specific enough to really ask him what it is we really need. So day one, be specific in these 21 days. Be very specific. Whether you need something revealed to you, whether you need a financial uplifting, whether you need a spiritual uplifting, whether you need to be created whole and new again, be very specific about your needs and your wants and your desires right now. Trust me, he takes heed. He listens. So day one is concerning your prayers and schedules. And the reason why is because I want you guys to not just force something into your daily life of living. I want you to actually be genuine about the time you're about to make with him and let him know, like, hey, God, I got 2 minutes to spare. We can talk. I need to decompress. I'm having a bad day at work. I'm having a bad day at school. I may be having some things on my mind that I need to release right now. And I just need 2 minutes to decompress. I need 2 minutes to get over it. So Matthew 13:8, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. Some in 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. It does not matter how many times you have fallen. God will still use you and produce good from you that will glorify him. I know some of y'all think that y'all not worthy of these 21 days. I got it. I know some of y'all may think that you're not worthy of the things you are asking for throughout these 21 days. But I want you to know that God sees you are worthy. And he wants to know, and he wants you to see that you're worthy for what you're asking him for. And just because you may feel unworthy does not mean you he cannot produce anything good from you. Because he can. It doesn't matter what you did. Doesn't matter how you think or feel about yourself. At the end of the day, it's about what God feels and what he thinks of you. Only his validation is what is needed. So day one, today is the first day of new beginnings, a fresh start, and a new year to manifest new blessings. Thank you for being here and being the warrior you are and live boldly in it. Some people are not bold to live in their warrior phase or their warrior life at all because they fear embarrassment. They fear opinions. They fear being alone. They fear standing alone. They fear believing in something bigger than them because of what other people think. So thank you for being that warrior as I am that does not care. I want to commend you for joining me with these 21 days of solitude and prayer. You will reflect nightly each day on your daily progress. This journey and these days are yours to manifest and unleash this champion in you for a powerful year ahead. So, over the next 21 days, let's release, heal, and get back to us, but this time with his strength, not ours. See, it probably didn't work the first time you probably fasted and prayed because you was using your own strength. You was using what you know. But if you know God and if you are trying to get to know him, you would know that he said not to lean into your own understanding. Tonight, as the clock strikes midnight, once again, we have entered the point of no return. There is no turning back. We are here now. Now what? I know the clock struck at midnight last night after day zero had ended, and then day one started this morning at midnight. I hope you took it in, because I'm going to tell you, whatever you're asking for, whatever you're seeking from him within these 21 days, you are going to get it. But I want you to be prepared mentally, physically, spiritually to receive it so that you will not self-sabotage it after these 21 days. Well, guess what? It is a pleasure and a great time to be alive and pray each and every day. Take this first day to go over the details and develop your prayer schedule. Remember, we are all on different spiritual levels, but the same journey for the next 21 days. So, yes, our spiritual levels are different, but we are on the same 21 days of this journey for the next 21 days. Same journey, but different spiritual level. And that's okay. It's okay to come together and be a fellowship of support right now. That's why, and that's what makes this group a great group to be a part of. Because it's okay to be imperfect while seeking him. Today, you will write down your primary focuses for the next 21 days for the areas you need clarity in or want to grow in your life to produce a fruitful outcome. Whether it be a financial lifting, whether it be a spiritual lifting, a cleansing, or a mental healing, or some kind of healing that you need right now, health-wise, mind, body, and wealth. Whatever you need right now, please take the time. Today is day one. Write it down. Be specific about your needs and your wants, because we're going to pray over them each and every day. We're going to pray over them. We're going to keep asking for them. We're going to be meditating over them. And guess what? If they come within the 21 days, we're going to add more to the list. The list does not stop today. It begins today. But before you ask anything and before you write down anything, I need you to believe that you are about to receive what you are asking and what you desire and what you want within these next 21 days. I need you to believe it before he gives it to you, before you even start, before you even ask. I need you to believe that whatever you are about to ask and whatever you are seeking, it's already done and it's already handled. Write down what you truly are expecting from God after these 21 days, and what is it you are willing to sacrifice to see it through? I told y'all yesterday, I'm sacrificing lunch and breakfast, my main two courses that I need throughout the day. What are you sacrificing? Are you sacrificing the whole fasting from midnight to 3 p.m.? Or are you fasting a specific meal that means as much to you as mine does? Or are you doing a partial fast? Or if you're just doing a prayer schedule and you just want to learn how to pray and implement prayer into your life without fasting. See, I need you to think about all of this and write it down how you want to go about these 21 days. I will answer any of your questions and I will post anything that you need me to post, including the foods that you are allowed to eat if you do a partial or a full or a no food fast and just juice it through the whole day until 3 p.m. But I need to know what you need first. I need you to be specific to me too. And your mind at peace for what you are about to receive for your breakthrough. I need you to prep yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually today as your first day to help prepare yourself for the next 20 days, 21. Well, today is 20. But the reason for it to be mentally, emotionally, and physically and spiritually prepared, because you're gonna, when you start seeking Jesus and start putting him back on that throne of your life and start putting him back first and start implementing those prayers into your life each and every day, your attacks become personal. Your attacks become more vivid. They become more and more harsh. They become more and more extinct. And it don't fade away. Remember, you are going to be attacked out of nowhere from anybody during these next 21 days. So I need you to be emotionally and spiritually and physically fit. Because this is happening. We are here now. Midnight has struck. This is day one. I need you to know the closer you seek God, the more you seek him, the more you will be attacked. The more storms are going to come your way. Unexpected trials are going to come your way. I need you to know that this is not a fair game with the devil when you start seeking God and you start putting him first in your life. The devil does not play fair. So keep in mind that we are praying from midnight to 3 p.m. in time increments. And what I mean by time increments is that my time increments are 6 a.m. And then I do another one at 9. And then I am at it again at noon. That's what took me so long to get on. Yeah, I had to, you know. And then at 3 p.m. So I got 6. 9, noon, and 3. That's 4 increments I am praying throughout the day during my fasting from midnight to 3 p.m. Now, after 3 p.m., I'm still praying because I have 6 o'clock. I pray every 3 hours. I say, I'm either praying or even thanking him, or I'm either praising him. So I'm doing one of the three within those increments of time. So my increments of time are every 3 hours. Your increments of time may be every four, maybe once. That's why we are here. That's what we are going to find out. So today is day one. So if you work 8, 7, whatever time you wake up, that's what time you're going to start with. Whatever time you wake up in the morning, from the time you are done with your to 3 p.m., not done with your day. So from the time you wake up to 3 p.m., I need you to do your schedule. So if I wake up at 6:30, that means, okay, I'm going to go do my prayer at 6:35. Go wash my face, do this and that, and then I'm going to do my prayer at 6:35. That's one time increment. Now, if you go to work and you have a lunch at noon or 1 or 1:30, 12:30, 11:30, that's another one. Put that there. Just do 10 minutes if you only got 30 minutes. Just do 5 minutes if you only got 30 minutes. It's the time that you're making for him is what's going to matter. And it's going to show how committed you truly are to these next 21 days and how committed you are in trusting him in this fasting and praying process, and how truly you are committed to implementing or even developing a prayer life into your daily life of busyness, because we all get busy. In some kind of way or form, we get busy. But guess what? We have minutes when we have seconds to spare. Find out what you have to spare throughout your daily busy schedule. Write it down today from the time you wake up to 3 p.m. and see how many increments of time of 2, 3, 5, 10 minutes you have to spare during this time of your fasting and praying. So create a list of what you will be sacrificing, such as social media, TV time, friends, bad habits, overeating, weight loss problems, or something that you are willing to change or break, and fill that time with reading the Bible, singing, praise, writing down your true feelings to God, meditating, or even just taking the time out for peace. So my sacrifices are social media, TV time, bad habits, and certain friends. Those are my sacrifices that I'm omitting while I'm fasting. Some of y'all may want to do weight loss. Some of y'all may want to do social media. Everybody have social media problems where we can't let it go or can't stay off of it. But during this time of fasting from midnight to 3 p.m. is the time you restrain yourself from those things, or even bad habits. If you have a bad habit of smoking or doing too much of something that's becoming a bad habit, these are the time from midnight to 3 p.m. to omit these things and restrain your flesh from these things. And after 3 p.m., you can go back to it. But it's called self-discipline. That's the one thing I love about this, because, and if you are working on social media and has a social media appearance like I have to be, or I have to put out certain shows or do this and that, yes, I only use social media for work purposes, because we are prohibited to work during or house clean, prep your kids. We are prohibited to do all those things throughout this fasting and prayer. So if social media is a part of your work, that's valid. But for as socializing, that's not valid. Because now you're misusing your own self-discipline, because you can't restrain yourself from just to work until after you're done at 3 p.m. and then you can go to socializing. But whichever one you choose, you can look at the list in the group, or you can look at the list in your book that you downloaded. Whichever one you choose to do, whatever you're sacrificing, hey, use that time to read the Bible, read some kind of devotional, write down your true feelings, journalize, or just sit in the moment of peace. Or if you just want to sit and listen to gospel from midnight to 3 p.m., that's totally fine. You're spending time with him, whichever one you choose to do. And you're sacrificing flesh to keep this commitment to him. Know that your sacrifice are rewarded. And flesh is one sacrifice that is hard for us, but it's worth it. Denying flesh comes with great rewards. So remember, everyone's needs and wants will be different during these 21 days because of our desires for things are different. So do not think your list, your focuses, or sacrifices are ridiculous or pointless, long as they are true and heartfelt. Be honest with yourself and vulnerable with him. Remember, we are learning, praying, and trying to get this right together. You are not alone. I am not alone, because we have him and we also have each other. So day one inspiration from me to you is, before learning the process of prayer or even fasting, I had no idea that these three go in hand, rise, grind, and pray. Rise, grind, and pray. Day one. When you read in Genesis 1, how God created the earth, you will begin to understand that he rose every day to create something new until it all came together as earth. He grinded and worked hard until each task for that day was complete. And he rested on the seventh day. Didn't I tell y'all need rest yesterday on day zero? Didn't I say it was okay to rest? Go read Genesis. He said you are permitted to rest. I'm telling you. Our rest is praying. Our rest in praying is our prayer. Prayer is considered our resting as well. That means you're releasing. If you're not releasing anything in prayer, that means you're not being vulnerable enough. You're not being open with him enough. You're not telling the truth. So we will rise with gratitude for a new day. As we get through these 21 days, we will grind by challenging ourselves to be committed, realistic about our needs, our wants, and focuses. But we will also rest, pray, to confess these things with our mouth and use our tongues to speak them into existence. So they will be already manifested by the 21st day. So we will grind hard each day to put in the work to be a better us and change the things that we no longer want to see or take part in our lives. We will strengthen our prayer life and develop trust for him as we go through these days of the unknown. Because why? God is known. So just because we don't know things and why they happen to us and that makes it unknown to us, just know that God knows, because he's known. So whatever we go through unknown, he already know. We will be strengthened and guided. So we will not be weary, but instead we will rise with gratitude to be blessed with a new day to do it again. I pray that you are not too hard on yourself. Remember, we're not going to get things right all the time, but it's going to be your effort that matters. It's going to be the time and the commitment that you put in to make it work. In the beginning, failed on the first 3 days because I started eating. And after I started eating, I just let it go. I had no idea that I could be redeemed during my prayer and fasting. I didn't do enough research. I didn't ask enough questions. Had I did my research like I was supposed to, and had I asked the right questions or went back and asked questions, I would have known that I could have been redeemed my third day and continued to my 21st day, but I didn't. Don't be like me. Here's your chance to be better. And that's how I got better. It didn't stop me when I messed up the first time. I do this twice a year now because now I know better. And when you know better, you do better. Simply because this may be a sacrifice for prayer, but it is also a lesson on developing and implementing prayer into your life more. Told y'all that's my big concern, prayer. I want to make sure that even on times you don't eat or you want to eat, you're going to pray instead. On days, there's going to be things that hit your way and you may slip up and eat. But the thing I want you to know is that you can repent and you can be redeemed and you can ask for redemption to do better and continue your fasting. I want you to know that you're not going to get it right. You're not going to be perfect, but your effort and your commitment is what's going to matter. Stay committed. Apply the pressure. Apply the work. Do the work. Do the work. Don't just read and don't just listen to me. Actually go through and read it and do the work. Journalize for yourself. Create your own Bible journal for the next 21 days. Each day you should have something about how your day went. You should be able to tell God something each day about what you learned. How was it different from the day before? What you plan on doing tomorrow, if anything. Or even if you have a new request. Even if you start to see things moving and changing in your life around day 5 and day 4. Tell them, write it down. That's what journaling is for. Be open, be vulnerable. So in creating your schedule, page 11, when creating your schedules by prayers, days, and weekly, be as precise and open as much as possible with yourself and God alone. Now is the time to put down all your desires and transformations you want to see prevail in your life for the good and which he has for you. Be open-minded. Open your heart to receive whatever you are asking and seeking for. Today is the day you start to be open-minded and open your heart. Ask for the strength to accept these things as he shifts you and your situation to change your story. Remember, you are about to gain some strength and you are about to be changed. I need you to be open-minded to accept these changes and these shiftings he's about to do for you over these next 21 days. If you're not open-minded and you have not opened your heart to receive any of this, then you're going to have a problem with accepting it. And then it becomes self-sabotaging your own blessings. So, do you really want to see your story changed? Are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to stay committed even after you make a mistake? In Jesus' name, I am praying for you and everyone that's tuning in with me and going through these 21 days with me. On page 12, 13, 12 and 13, you will find a prayer and fasting schedule. And it will have a prayer for morning prayer. It will have a midday noon prayer. And it will have a prayer 3 for your evening prayer. And it will tell you what those prayers can consist of if you don't know where to start. Your morning prayer, you can pray about the main concern in your life right now. Your midday noon prayer can be about the need in your life that needs a breakthrough. And in the evening, the last hour of the fast, which is 2 o'clock, finish your prayer and fast day strong, and you choose a prayer for your own personal concerns. And yes, you continue to pray during dinner, after dinner, and before bed. And then on page 13, you will find a midday prayer for you. Or in the group, in the guide, you will also find that prayer and that prayer schedule. It's been posted already. So if you don't have the book, if you didn't download it, it's still available to download. It's still available, and I will send out the hard copies after the 21 days is over. But for the most part, everything is already in the group. It's in the guides, and it will be under day 1. And right now, I changed it to day 0 and day 1 in the group. Fistful Warriors, because we are that warrior. But I want y'all to know that with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. And I don't know that some things are going on in your life, but I need you to know that it's only going to get bigger before it get better. And do not look for an easy way out of these 21 days, because now is the time we apply pressure to the pressure we are about to walk into to receive all our blessings at the end of these 21 days. So I love you. Stay blessed, stay encouraged. And if you want to tell me how your day is going for day 1, and if you want to tell me how day 0 went for you and what you did to prepare mentally and spiritually, emotionally for these 21 days, please share with me. I am open, only in the group or on Instagram. Facebook, nah. Only work related. But in this group, I'm always available. So stay blessed, stay encouraged. And I want to say thank you all for being a Fistful Warrior. And I will see you back here tomorrow at noon for day 2.